Every year, the Department of Housing and Urban Development picks a date in January to count homeless people in the U.S. It's called the Point in Time Count. Tomorrow, volunteers around Idaho will take to the streets to ask homeless people where they slept last night. Homeless shelters keep track of how many people they serve, but this count is the primary method for figuring out how many unsheltered homeless people there are. That's people sleeping in their cars or in parks. Adam Cotterell tagged along during last year's count and explains how the numbers are gathered.
It's a bright January day. Two women walk along one of downtown Boise's busiest streets, practicing what they will say if they meet a homeless person.
So I am doing this survey, and I was wondering if you knew anyone who is homeless or experiencing homelessness.
I'll refine that.
Cool. Maybe we should introduce ourselves. Hey, my name is Chloe. This is my friend Diana.
How are you today?
Chloe Ross and Diana Gardner are first-time volunteers for this annual count. They're nervous. Both say they're very uncomfortable with the idea of profiling, seeing someone and saying, that guy's homeless. But that's kind of what doing this entails.
Oh, right there.
They spot a man waiting to cross the street and take off to catch him before the light changes.
Like do a little speed walking. Jog.
Most volunteers who do this count already work for or volunteer with homeless agencies. Chloe and Diana don't have any experience with homeless people, but they wanted to get involved. They're very into things like social justice. Both have public service jobs. They met in a social group for ex-Peace Corps volunteers. They skipped their lunches so they could leave work early to volunteer for the count. Their first subject, the man they just chased down, didn't want to talk.
He said he was too busy.
Yeah.
So we didn't want to pressure him.
Although I wanted to be like, just tell me where you spent the night last night. That's it.
That's all we want to know.
To get ready for the count, Chloe and Diana had a two-hour training. Now they comb an assigned area, clipboards in hand. They head into a park and approach a man sitting alone at a picnic table. The man is homeless, but slept in a shelter last night, so he's not exactly who they're hoping to find. He told them he had been in the Army and served in the first Gulf War. He said he'd been bitten by a snake a few months ago and got very sick.
So that's kind of how he started his, you know, progression into being homeless, is he got bit and then couldn't go to work.
Fired from his job.
A snake bite made him homeless?
Yeah. He had to miss work for a week.
The numbers compiled last year by Chloe and Diana and the dozens of other volunteers around Idaho revealed something unusual. After 3 years of declining numbers of unsheltered homeless, in 2014, the number nearly doubled to 636 statewide. Volunteers counted 46 in Ada County. Julie Williams says that jump doesn't necessarily mean there were more homeless people on Idaho's streets last year. Williams is an executive with the Idaho Housing and Finance Association. It's a quasi-governmental agency that, among other things, oversees all federal money for homeless programs in Idaho. Williams says the 2014 number is probably more accurate than previous years.
We believe that last year we had more volunteers engaged in our communities throughout the state and more law enforcement support for helping those who were outperforming the count be in the proper areas and find the largest number of people they could find.
Williams says there are a lot of factors that impact the outcome of the point in time count.
The strength and the availability of volunteers, the weather, and the desire of persons in the homeless community to wish to be counted, and all of those things are moving targets. It's not a precise science.
Williams says the count isn't meant to show definitively how many homeless people there are. It's a snapshot of a single day. But she says it is valuable because it gives us at least an idea of the scope of Idaho's homeless problem. And these numbers that volunteers come up with are important because they're used to do things like set federal funding levels for local homeless programs. As for Chloe and Diana, they knew they might not find anyone who slept outside to talk to.
I think I might feel a little bit bummed simply because we're not contributing to the survey findings, but at least the effort would have been made, that's for sure.
After two afternoons of looking, the man with the snake bite was the only person who took their survey. They were a bit disappointed and didn't sign up this year. But Diana says she found it personally beneficial because she got an opportunity to learn more about Boise's homeless. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.